Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, part two of my week four recap, I'll be talking about a Knick legend passing. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, injuries, guys. Got a lot of injuries to talk about, especially a new one that's come down the pike. We'll talk about that. And performances of the week for week four. Also, Dylan Brooks is at it again. So we'll talk a little bit about that also. That and more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And, guys, we did our part one of the week four recap where we talked about some WNBA news. You know, the CBA, that's being talked about now. They're getting down to the final crunch with that. November 30th is the drop-down date, so we talked a little bit about that. The startup leagues kind of rivaling the W, if you will, Project B, also Unrivaled, Athletes United, you have that also. So all those leagues that are, well, most of them are paying more than the W, so that bears watching. And what Becky Hammond had to say in terms of the commissioner. So we talked about that. We talked about Nico Harrison being out as far as Dallas Mavericks GM. We talked about Willie Green being fired as well from the New Orleans Pelicans as head coach and the new NBA format, which is a absolute mess, but I digress. Anyway, so let us continue with the news. All right. As we continue, Michael Ray Richardson, guys. This is a player who, when I first started watching the Knicks, he was in the backcourt along with Ray Williams, had one of the better backcourts in the NBA with those two guys there. And then they had moved on from Ray Williams, and then it was just Sugar Ray back there, and then that's when they made the big trade, trading Michael Ray Richardson to Golden State and getting in return Bernard King, which was bittersweet, but you got a player of Bernard's caliber, and man, did he deliver. Whew, good gracious. But nonetheless, Michael Ray Richardson has passed, guys. He passed at the age of 70, and he has gone through a lot. We'll go through his bio right quick. Born in Lubbock, Texas, guys. He was 6'5", so he was right. He was that combo guard, if you will. He could play the point guard, and then if need be, he can play the shooting guard as well. He played high school basketball, actually, for Manuel High School in Denver, Colorado. So his family left from where he was born and made their way to Colorado. So that's where he played his high school ball. Then he gets recruited by Judd Heacoke, guys, who was coaching at Montana University, guys. So Michael Ray Richardson goes to Montana University. He spends the first 2 years with Judd Heacoke, and then Judd Heacoke would leave Montana, and he takes the Michigan State job where there was this also big point guard by the name of Irving Magic Johnson. So many people say that Michael Ray Richardson was the prototype, And Magic Johnson was the embodiment, if you will, of the big point guard being able to play in the college basketball and then in the NBA. So there you have it. So Michael Ray would spend his last two seasons with Jim Brandenburg as his coach. And while he was at Montana, guys, he was a three-time all Big Sky player. So that's how well he was playing out there, guys. His team made a few NCAA tournaments as well. Drafted in 1978, he was drafted fourth overall by the New York Knicks. The previous picks before him, Michael Thompson, who ends up going to Portland to play for the Trailblazers, Phil Ford, who ends up getting picked by Sacramento Kings, and Ricky Roby. He went in the draft as well. And oh, by the way, at the sixth pick in this draft, Red Auerbach pulled off the impossible, guys. He drafted Larry Bird while he was still in college, guys. And he's able to sit on that pick for a year, and then Larry Bird would enter the NBA. So Red Auerbach pulling a fast one once again. So there you have that. So Michael Ray would play 8 years in the league, guys. 4 years with the New York Knicks, where he made three all-star appearances, guys. That's the type. He was an electric player, guys. He played when he first came in. Many saw him as the heir apparent to Walt Clyde Drexler, but they also at the time had the guard Ray Williams. So what they would end up doing was playing them both together, where Ray Williams would be the point guard, Michael Ray would be the shooting guard. And then once Ray Williams was out of the picture, he had point guard solely to himself. So there you have that. So he spent the 4 years with the Knicks. Then, like I said, he got traded to Golden State. Only spent a half season with Golden State under Al Addles at the time, who was a very disciplined coach. He saw a lot of people say, you know, because there was drug use in his life there. So he carried that over to Golden State. Al Addles wasn't having it, and he traded him and sent him back east to the New Jersey Nets in a trade for Sleepy Floyd and Mickey Johnson. So they have that. So Michael Ray returns back to the East playing for the New Jersey Nets. And while with the New Jersey Nets, he enjoyed a renaissance, guys, especially under coach Stan Auerbach. And in the 1983-84 season, he had a magical season, guys, where he would make the All-Star team, and then in the playoffs, he had one of the great series you could ever play against the defending champion, the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, he absolutely destroyed them and knocked them out of the playoffs. So, but as I said, Michael Ray battled drug use during his playing days, and he would eventually get suspended in 1986 after failing his drug test. Well, the drug test came up positive for cocaine for the third time. So he would later be reinstated with the league in 1988. And he tried to, ironically enough, he tried to link with the Philadelphia 76ers, but Michael Ray wanted a guaranteed second year, which the Sixers would not do because they thought he was too much of a risk with the drug use in his past. So he would say, thanks, but no thanks. So he ends up going overseas after playing in the USBL and in the CBA. USBL was the United States Basketball League at the time, which was kind of like your G League, if you will. And the CBA was kind of like a G League elite, if you will. So Michael Ray stays overseas. He plays for a few European teams. He wins the Italian Cup. He wins the FIBA European Cup, Winners' Cup, and the Croatian Cup. So he enjoyed much success overseas playing basketball, guys. And actually, he said that it really saved his life, him getting booted from the league and kind of having to, face himself in the mirror, if you will. So after his playing days, guys, he would go on to coach. And he coached in the CBA, guys. He coached for the Albany franchise and the Toronto franchise, guys. And then he would go to the NBL, which was an international league. And he coached for the London team. He would go on to win 2 CBA championships and 2 NBL championships, guys. So Michael Ray Richardson goes on to coach and coach well. Also, him and former teammate Otis Birdsong, who had one of the sweetest jump shots I've seen, they both put together a youth basketball clinic that they would run for many years together. Michael Ray Richardson, inducted into the Montana Grizzlies Basketball Hall of Fame in 1985, and then in the Grizzlies Sports Hall of Fame in 2001. And he actually had a memoir of his career written, Banned, How I Squandered an All-Star NBA Career Before Finding My Redemption. And he did that book in 2024, guys. And actually, it's available on Amazon if you're interested. So, but Michael Ray Richardson passes at the age of 70, guys. So, of course, as we always do, we send condolences to the Richardson family, all his family and so forth. We send prayers, love, and light their way as they deal with the passing of Michael Ray. So there you have it. All right, guys, as we gently move on, let us talk about injuries, guys. And actually, speaking of the Knicks, a couple of Knicks are at the top of the list, if you will. Jalen Brunson, Captain Clutch, Mr. Everything for the New York Knicks. He is out for possibly 1 to 2 weeks with an ankle sprain, guys. Thankfully, it's not a grade 1 ankle sprain, so it's something that's manageable. And you know him, he's as tough as they come, guys. This came in a November 12th loss to the Orlando Magic. So, Jalen Brunson, guys, the team will be without their captain for a while. So, in the interim, you'll have guys like Deuce McBride, also Tyler Kolek. He could see some point guard minutes as well. We'll see. And plus, you have other people who can kind of sub as far as that goes. But being without Jalen Brunson, a huge blow for the team, guys. But Listen, Mike Brown, the coach, he has a deeper bench now, so he's going to have to hold things down until Jalen's ready to return. So hopefully they won't rush him back. Whenever he's ready to get on the court and he's good to go, you get him out there. And then when it rains, it pours, guys. OG Anunoby, we've dodged many bullets as far as his injury history goes, but he goes down with a hamstring injury, and this happens during a November 14th win against the Miami Heat, guys. Right in the first quarter it happens, so tough blow for Anunoby. So he's going to be out at least 2 weeks, guys. So they're going to be very judicious about this, so they'll proceed with caution here. Now, in the interim, you're going to have guys like Gershon Yabusele. That's what you brought him here for, guys. So you got to bring him and have him fill the spot. You also have Pacom Diadiot. So he's going to see more minutes, guys. Some of these guys are going to have to grow up and, you know, get out there and play. So this is a good moment for Diadiot to go out there and show what he can do. Maybe a Kevin McCullers. But remember, too, guys, Josh Hart. Remember, Mike Brown has him coming off the bench, which he likes him in that role. But you could see expanded minutes for Josh Hart. So, and you know he has playmaking ability, so I expect him to see a lot more playing time now that you're without both Brunson and Anunoby. So Josh Hart's stock going up right now. So, but Knicks going to have to weather the storm, guys. They're going to have to weather the storm until the reinforcements come back. So we'll see how it goes. All right, guys. So let us continue. Bradley Beal, I talked about him, I believe, last week, guys. Bradley Beal now out for the season with that hip fracture, guys. Guys, he only played in 6 games. He only averaged a little over 20 minutes per game, guys, averaging above 8 points per game. So he wasn't his old self as it was. So now you have the hip injury. So there you go. He signed a 2-year deal, so he has a player option on that. So more likely than not, he'll opt in. But I tell you what, guys, I don't know if – I think we may have seen the last of Bradley Beal. I mean, all the injury history he's had, guys, you know, sometimes your body is just telling you, yeah, I think we've reached the end of the road. And I think that's the case with Bradley Beal. I'd be stunned if he's back out on a basketball court. I think I would be stunned if he said, you know what? Yeah, I've collected my money. I've done all I could. I'm retiring. So there you go. So Bradley Beal out for the season. So, of course, you'll have guys like John Collins is a guy I'm thinking of who his offense can go up now without a Bradley Beal around. Also, remember, two guys, which I'll talk about right now, Kawhi Leonard. He's still out, guys. 7 games, and add in tonight's game, well, Monday, November 17th, he's out that game as well. So that makes 8 games and whatever's in the future there. He's dealing with both a foot and an ankle sprain, guys. So that screams to me that he's overcompensating for the knee that always seems to be injured. So tough break, of course, you know. It wouldn't be a year without Kawhi being on the injury list. So now guys like like I said, John Collins, a Bogdan Bogdanovich. You have to think about him. Derek Jones is another guy who will probably see a little more opportunity. Nick Batum, I think he's long in the tooth. I think his better days are behind him. So I would look more to these guys. Maybe a Chris Dunn. Remember, too, they have Chris Paul as well. So, but he's more of a, it's more of Harden being in his way as far as that goes. I don't see them playing on the floor together. So Clippers in kind of a pickle here, but we'll see how they make out when the dust settles. All right, let us continue. Paolo Banchero. Now, remember last year, guys, he was out with the oblique. He missed a chunk of games. He's out indefinitely with a groin injury, guys. So he's missed two games and counting so far, guys. And this happened during actually a Knicks game, where they beat the Knicks on November 12th. So Paolo Banchero out. So a guy like Tristan Da Silva will probably be a guy who benefits while Boncaro's out. But I tell you what, look at Franz Wagner's numbers to shoot up. So he's a guy I think could see some substantial bump in his numbers as far as his stats go. So bear that in mind. But Paolo Banchero, now with a groin injury, out indefinitely. Let us continue. Joel Embiid. Seems like every other week I'm talking about Joel Embiid. He's been out three games, and tonight will be a fourth because he's being declared out for the Clipper game. So he's out dealing with the knee, of course. Of course, Andre Drummond's going to get all the minutes he can handle because Adem Bona, he's going to miss the next three games. So it's like a mass unit with the Sixers, guys, because Kelly Oubre, he's been diagnosed with an LCL injury. He's out indefinitely. So when it rains, it pours again, guys, for the Sixers. But good news, Paul George, I talked about him last week. Guys, he'll be making his debut tonight for the Sixers. So Paul George making his debut playing the LA Clippers. So will he be on a minutes restriction? We'll see. I think he will be. I think they'll treat him like they treat Embiid. It'll be 20 to 25 minutes, maybe 26, until he can get his legs under him. I think that's the route they go with Paul George. So stay tuned for that. Tyler Hero, he could be on the way back, guys. Remember, he's been sidelined with that ankle injury. 13 games plus tonight he's been declared out, so it's 14 games. But he could be on the court in the next week or so. So Tyler Hero, close to a return, guys. So bear that in mind. Christian Brown for the Denver Nuggets. He's out indefinitely. They're saying that, well, they now say at least 6 weeks, guys, and he has a grade one ankle sprain. Now, I talked about that with Jalen Brunson, that the fact that his wasn't a grade one, but Christian Brown's is a grade one. So 6 weeks at least for Christian Brown for the Denver Nuggets. So a guy like Julian Strauher, he'll see a lion's share of those minutes with Christian Brown out. But tough break for Denver, who's playing well, to lose a guy of his caliber. And then also, too, you'll probably see a bump for Bruce Brown, who, like I said, he's a jack of all trades. So there you go there. So, but not good for the Denver Nuggets. Let us continue. This just came down recently. Ja Morant, guys, out for 2 weeks, guys, with a calf strain. And this just happened, guys. So he's going to miss at least 2 weeks, Ja Morant, so far, other than the fact that he's been embattled dealing with the coaching staff. Now he's out 2 weeks, guys, with the calf strain. So I think you'll see a committee of guys trying to fill in for Morant. Guys like Jalen Wells, guys like Cam Spencer, guys like Vince Williams. But tough break for Morant. It happened in a game on Saturday, November 15th, against the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland. So, Ja Morant to miss some time, guys, with a calf strain. Let us continue. Darius Garland, talked about him. He's out there definitely. Remember, he just got back, guys. Now he has a toe injury. He suffered that on November 10th in a loss to the Miami Heat. He's been out three games now, and he's been declared out tonight, so four games. In the interim, you'll see a combination of Sam Merrill and Lonzo Ball. But remember Lonzo Ball, guys, you know, remember his injury history, so there's that. Let us continue. Anthony Davis, I mentioned him when I talked about the Nico Harris situation. He's still out with a calf injury, guys, and news just came down. He will be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days. So where they go from there, we'll see. But as of this moment, guys like P.J. Washington are enjoying the fruits of Anthony Davis's absence. Also, Najee Marshall is also a guy who's getting some of those minutes that belong to AD. So there you have it. But Anthony Davis to be reevaluated 7 to 10 days. Let us continue. Terry Eason for the Houston Rockets. He's out 4 to 6 weeks, guys, with an oblique injury. So Terry Eason, a valuable backup for the Rockets. He's able to fill a few different positions over there, but they will be without his services for 4 to 6 weeks. So in the interim, you'll get the elder statesman, Jeff Green. I didn't know he was still there, but he's there. Jay Sean Tate. He'll see some of those minutes. Josh Okogie, he'll get some time. And Reed Shepard a little bit if they want to go small. So, but Terry Eason, a vital piece for the Rockets, out for 4 to 6 weeks, oblique injury. Let us continue. Jordan Poole, I mentioned him when I talked about Willie Green. He's out for another week, guys. He's been dealing with this quad injury. He's missed 6 games, and he's been ruled out of tonight's game. So 7 games that Jordan Poole has missed. Now, remember, guys, they're still without DeJounte Murray. So yeah, there's that. So you'll see a combination of the rookie, Jeremiah Fears. You'll see him. And then also Grand Theft Alvarado. Jose Alvarado filling that position while Jordan Poole is out. But another week, Jordan Poole will miss with the quad injury. And then Tobias Harris, I hadn't talked about him. He remains out with an ankle sprain, guys. He has missed 7 games plus tonight, so that'll make 8 games that he's missed. And it was originally diagnosed as 4 to 6 weeks. Now he's 2 weeks into it, guys. So he's kind of halfway there, maybe a little slightly under that. But in the interim, guys like Ron Holland will see his minutes and his numbers bump up while Tobias is out. Bit of a tough blow. Remember, you're still without Jaden Ivey. So there's that. So, and maybe you see a bump in Osar Thompson's numbers also without a Tobias Harris over there. So bear that in mind. But Pistons been playing great. They've been playing great, guys. So there you go. And then this news just came down as I was going on the air, guys. Victor Wembanyama out 2 to 3 weeks with a calf strain, guys. Tough blow because they were playing well, guys. Now you'll see a guy like Luke Kornet see a lot of those minutes. In fact, he's been starting now, so Luke Kornet will be the primary beneficiary. And then you'll see the likes of maybe a Keldon Johnson swallow up some of those minutes as well. But Victor Wembanyama, tough blow, guys. But they have some pieces that can fill in, and then you're going to see other guys going to have to step up their offense. Guys like Stephon Castle, of course, De'Aaron Fox, Harrison Barnes. So those guys will have to bring up their offense, but you're missing a valuable defensive piece when you don't have Wemby out there. So we'll see how they manage in that regard. And then speaking of returns, I talked about that with Tyler Hero. LeBron James just finished the press conference. Well, not a press conference. He talked to the media after practice. So he talked to them maybe about a little over 9 minutes long, talked to them. So it looks like he's getting in gear, guys. His return is imminent. So we'll see what happens there. And then Brandon Miller, he's back at practice for the Charlotte Hornets. So his return to the court coming very soon. Both of these guys were down in their respective G leagues, but now they're with the big ball club hoping to get on the court sometime soon. So there you have it. All right, guys, let us continue on. Some performances, guys. Haven't really talked about those, but we could do that now. Let's start with, I was talking about Detroit, Cade Cunningham, guys. He continues his torrid start to this season. He puts up a 46-point triple-double, guys. 46 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, and add on to that, guys, 5 steals and 2 blocks in a overtime win on November 10th against the Washington Wizards, guys. So Cade Cunningham just obliterating the Wizards, guys. Also, Jalen Duren gets you a double-double, 19 points, 14 rebounds. And then on the losing side, C.J. McCollum has come to life, guys. He had a slow start initially, but he has caught fire as of late. 42 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And then you get the double-double from, oh, by the way, C.J. had 5 3-point shots made. And then Alex Saar, he had 15 points and 15 rebounds for the double-double. So there you have that. Let's continue. Kal-El Ward, guys, for the Miami Heat. 14 points and 20 rebounds, guys. So he has a 20-rebound game, and this happens on Monday, November 10th, versus the Cleveland Cavaliers in a win against them. An overtime win as well, guys. So there you go. Also, Norman Powell continues his torrid scoring. 33 points. He drops 4 threes in this game. And then Jaime Jaquez Jr., 22 points and 13 rebounds coming off the bench. And then on the losing side, Donovan Mitchell, 28 points. And he has 15 rebounds. Wow, that's a lot for him. And 8 assists. Evan Mobley, 21 points, 10 rebounds, so he has the double-double with 5 assists. Let us continue. Victor Wembanyama was just talking about him, guys. 38 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks, 5 assists. Wow. And a win on the road beating Chicago, guys. And in that game, Stephon Castle with a double-double, 19 points, 11 assists. And on the losing side, Kevin Herter, 23 points with him making 4 threes, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Grayson Allen for the Phoenix Suns, 42 points. He drops 10 threes in this game, guys. Wow. In a November 10th win against the New Orleans Pelicans. I believe this was Willie Green's last game. I guess they saw him allow Grayson Allen to tear them up and said, yeah, we can't have this anymore. And they get rid of Willie Green. So Grayson Allen with a spectacular performance. And for the losing side, Trey Murphy III, 21 points, 10 rebounds. So he gets the double-double, 4 assists, 2 steals. Let us continue. Steph Curry. Now, you could have made an argument for Steph Curry being a player of the week. 46 points. He drops 5 threes in the game, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals in a November 12th win at the San Antonio Spurs, guys. He also gets help from Jimmy Butler, who has 28 points. He drops 5 threes as well, which is pretty good for him. 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals. And Victor Wembanyama, he has a triple-double in this game, guys. 31 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists. And Stephon Castle, his teammate, a triple-double. 23 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds. So there you have that. Let us continue. Karl Anthony Towns. Now stepping up his game now that he doesn't have Jalen Brunson there. 39 points. He dropped 6 threes in this game. This was actually a wild game. It was a November 14th win against the Miami Heat. The final score was 140 to 132. Wild game. Where you got Landry Shamet. 36 points, and he dropped 6 threes in this game. Josh Hart has a triple-double in this game. 12 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Mikal Bridges, although he didn't shoot that well, 15 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 7 steals, guys. Wow. Spectacular. And then on the losing side, Norman Powell, he goes crazy again. He has 34 points with, and he made 8 threes in this game. So, wow. So, yeah, wild game, guys. Wild game. And on the subject of wild games, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he has a 25-point game. And he has 18 assists in this game. Wow. 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and an overtime win on November 14th against the Charlotte Hornets. And this had a crazy score, 147 to 134. Kyle Kuzma with a double-double, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. And then for Charlotte, you had Miles Bridges and Con Canoobal both had 32 points for the Hornets. Crazy game. And then on that same night, Russell Westbrook add another triple-double to the mix, 13 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds in a loss, though, at the Minnesota Timberwolves on November 14th. In a game where Anthony Edwards dropped 30 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and a double-double for Julius Randle, 26 points, 11 rebounds, and tossing 5 assists. and a double overtime game. Same night, guys. And James Harden, a 41-point triple-double. He has 6 threes in this game, along with 14 assists, 14 rebounds, 11 assists, and 2 blocks. And a double overtime win at the Dallas Mavericks, guys, on November 14th. Crazy night, guys. And then his teammate, Ivica Zubac, 27 points, 11 rebounds for him on the losing side. Najee Marshall, I talked about him, taking advantage of the minutes, 28 points. And then off the bench, D'Angelo Russell, one of the more enigmatic players in the league, 28 points as well in that game. Steph Curry, same night, guys. Friday, November 14th. Something must have been in the water that night. Steph, 49 points, guys. 9 threes in that game. Good gracious. 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and a win at the San Antonio Spurs. So in 2 nights, guys, in San Antonio, he scores 95 points in both nights. Steph just being Steph. And a win over the San Antonio Spurs. Wimby in that game, 26 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks. And then a double-double for De'Aaron Fox, 24 points, 10 assists with 4 rebounds. Luka Doncic, on Saturday night, November 15th, he has 41 points. He drops 5 threes in the game, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 blocks as well, guys. And he does that in a road win against the Milwaukee Bucks. And in that game, Austin Reeves continued to be sensational. 25 points. He drops 5 threes in the game, along with 8 assists and 6 rebounds. And a double-double for DeAndre Ayton. 20 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals. And then on the losing side, Giannis, 32 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. And the last one I'll talk about, crazy game on Sunday night, November 16th. Lauri Markkanen, who's quiet as kept, is playing very well. 47 points, he dropped 6 threes in the game, along with 7 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, in a double overtime win against the Chicago Bulls. Another crazy score, 150 to 147, guys. Wow. Also in that game, Keontae George, 33 points, 6 assists. And then for Chicago, Josh Giddey with a triple-double. 26 points, 13 assists, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Nikola Vucevic, 21 points with 13 rebounds, so he gets the double-double. And Kobe White, in his return, his season debut, because he had missed the earlier part of the season with an ankle, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Kobe White is like, my first game back and we're doing double overtime? What's with that? So he played 30 minutes in the game, so they didn't tax him greatly in that game. So thankfully for that. But nonetheless, Utah gets that win. So there you go. All right, and then the last item, and then we'll be done. Dylan Brooks. We haven't talked about him a lot lately, but for the Phoenix Suns, he gets fined $25,000 for a lewd gesture. I saw the play. It happened in the second quarter on November 13th in a win over the Indiana Pacers in Indiana, where he comes in, he hangs for the shot, he gets knocked down, And then on the ground, that's when he does the thing he does. So you can find it on YouTube to see what he did. But they give him a $25,000 fine for lewd gesture. So there you have that. Of course, Joe Dumars and the Czars of Discipline. Well, the Czar of Discipline hits him with a fine. I'm sure this is not the first. This won't be the last. Maybe in Dylan Brooks' case, who knows? But we'll see. All right, guys. So that is it for this broadcast. I thank you for listening. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. There, clips, episodes. My donate buttons are there as well, guys. I got a whole page for that. PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, Spotify, donate. Also, my Cash App, $GD, that sports do. $GD, that sports do. Your donations go a long way in what we do with this show. So I would greatly appreciate that. Especially, we're coming near the holiday season. It's the time of giving, guys. So let's give. So there you go. All right. So also, podcast platforms on all of those. YouTube channel, you know about that also. And give great reviews, guys. Five stars. Comment if you like as well. And also, podcast platforms, Instagram, TikTok, some Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that's pretty much it. I thank you for listening. As always, guys, we'll talk soon. Take care.